الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. With regard to namaz, which we have discussed briefly, the postures, a few points our friends have brought to our attention. One is that when we are in sajda, the legs must not be lifted from the ground. And we should try not even for one subhanallah or not even three subhanallah's duration. The proper perfection is that the legs, the toes, must always be on the ground. Whether we are in sajda, some people lift the whole leg quite high, especially young people, already namaz is farz on them, but they're still in that youthful, so they make the namaz also like wildly, and the legs go right up. That is not correct at all. The legs, the toes must be on the ground the duration of the whole namaz. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Another point which we discuss is when we get up from ruku, don't pull the kurta down. And pulling it down with both hands, some mufti's fatwa is that is amal-e-kathir and namaz breaks. And unfortunately, there are many imams also who do that. And then the condition of the whole jamaat's namaz. So we should avoid that also. And whole namaz, ta'deel-e-arkan is necessary. And that is that one, we have changed our position one from one position to another. Then let every, all the joints come on their place. Not that before the joints on the place, we back again. So when we go in ruku also, the duration is normally three, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, that we read. But let it be that not just fast also we read. Then the words also don't come out properly. And that we hardly, the body did not reach properly into ruku. We just up, eat down in ruku and up again. That should not be the case. When we stand up also, no matter also, if ever we are in a hurry, sometimes it happens that you are in a hurry, never read namaz fast. If you have to, read namaz short. So instead of three, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, read one time. If that necessity is there, sometimes it happens there, but don't rush through your namaz. Instead of reading Surah Baqarah and Ali Imran in your first and second rakat, read when it's necessary, wal asri in inna atayna. But don't rush through your namaz. Make it short when necessary, but don't rush through the namaz. So all, when we in sajda also, all the joints of the body must come on their place, at least, and then we get up from sajda. When, and this is the time, the sitting, the jalsa in the namaz, between the two sajdas. That also must be that all the joints have come back to their place. So long we should say that is necessary. And also very important, additionally, there are many points for imams to keep in mind. And we should always keep in mind, a lot of du'as have been given to that imam whose congregation is happy with his imamate. That is, he doesn't make it too long, doesn't rush and finish also. He makes it in such a way that the people can make their namaz properly, and he doesn't overburden them, make long, and he reads. One imam, the king's imam, he read namaz, and one of the persons in the king, the one of the ministers, gave him a slap after that, after namaz. So the king was very upset, my imam, and you slapped him like that. If you don't give me a reasonable explanation, then you will be in very big trouble, in boiling water. What happened? He say he read Fajr namaz, performed Fajr, first rakat, Surah Baqarah, and second rakat, Surah Ali Imran. And when he made salam, it was just the sun was rising. He just in time, he finished it, he made salam. And he told that I read namaz without wuzu, all must repeat their wuzu again. So he said, I became so angry on him, I gave him one slap. There's no time to repeat the namaz also. So long you read. So we shouldn't text the musalli. And we shouldn't read so long. One sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the musallis were not coming for namaz in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inquired. They said he reads very long. He makes his qiraat very long. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَتَّانٌ أَنْتَ. You're putting the people into fitna. That, so it shouldn't be a proper, a nice, proper namaz. Not too short also. Doesn't mean if all the people like a very fast namaz, that we also just read fast. No, we keep riayat of the sunnahs, mustahabbat also. But at the same time, don't tax the people also so much. So, with regard to that, always, yeah, we have in the madrasa, there are students of all former zaib. So, many times is a Hanafi imam. And there are plenty Shafis. And mashallah, there are those Shafis who follow the Shafi madhab also. Otherwise, by and large, today people, we just do what we want to. Just I'm a Shafi by name, or I'm a Hanafi by name. But we should know our masail and make our namazes according to that. So in the third and fourth rakats of Faraz namaz, that is Zohar, Asr and Isha. One time, one student read very short. So I asked him, what you read? And so he said, three times Subhanallah. I say, you must read Surah Fatiha. You must read whole Surah Fatiha. The permission became the normal thing. Sometimes when necessary, you read three Subhanallah. But normally, you should read whole Surah Fatiha. So he was like surprised. He said, you must read whole Surah Fatiha. Yes, we must read Surah Fatiha. And that also not rushing through it. One alim very long ago, he said, when the imams read Surah Fatiha, jahran, that is, in the first two rakat, then they take a certain amount of time. And in the third and fourth rakat, reading sirran is a bit faster than jahran, but still not such a big difference. So when they don't read that Surah Fatiha, and they don't give enough time to the Shafis, for whom it is wajib to read the Surah Fatiha, then the imam is gone in ruku, and the Shafi, Muqtadi, is still reading Surah Fatiha. At times, they get up from the sajda, from the ruku, and he's still busy with his Surah Fatiha. And he didn't make his ruku with the imam. And after that, he goes in ruku, rushing, and then he stands up just to get the imam in qoma again. So that should not happen. We should consider our musallis properly. And namaz must be read properly with ta'adil arkan. Also, in our faraid namaz, all the nafal du'as, etc., shouldn't be where we delay also. To delay any posture in namaz also makes sajda wajib. So it shouldn't be that we delay in nafal namaz on our own. We can read our extra du'as, etc., read more also. But in Faraz, very important. And this also is very important. Unfortunately, we still don't have those things in system where the imams can be trained also. And the imams, it can be brought to their notice. Yeah, we have the students to make namaz so that we can see and what Allah give us tawfiq, we see some little things that have to be adjusted, we bring it to their notice. And as a student, it is easy for them to accept also. Afterwards, you're an imam of 5 years, 10 years, and somebody tells you, you feel offended. I'm 10 years old imam, 20 years. Who are you to tell me? And it seems that just because so many years we make imamate, that means there are no mistakes in my namaz. And one person, 30 years, he went to a khanka, Buzurg's khanka, and there he would learn a dua, kunut, which we read in witr namaz. And there he was shocked and amazed at himself that for 30 years he was reading, wala nashkuruka wa nakfuruka. He was putting the la in the wrong place. It is wa nashkuruka, we make your shukr, O Allah. Wala nakfuruka. And we don't make your na shukri, we don't make kufar with you, we don't make your na shukri. But the la for 30 years, he was putting it in the wrong place. So in Ramadan, when he's reading Witr Namaz, what the, in Jamaat, what's the condition of that Namaz? We are putting the La in the wrong place. So therefore, we should learn, we should correct our Namazes. And nothing makes us above mistakes. You can become the biggest Shaykhul Hadith, the biggest Shaykhul Tariqat, the biggest anything, but all of us we can, and many great, great people have made mistakes also. And also, when Allah's fadl is upon us, we get corrected. If somebody corrects us, we accept it, or Allah opens it on us. And if Allah's fadl is not there, beg for Allah's fadl all the time. Otherwise, a person, somebody tells you also you made a mistake, and you are not prepared to accept it, you will fight with the person. Allah save us from that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make all our namazes correctly and become conscious to make them correctly, inshallah. With regard to the rozas we must keep, which Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, kutiba alaykumus siyam. Rozas have been made farz upon you. Ulama have explained this aspect also. On every part of your body, rozas have been made farz. Kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum. You have not been singled out. Don't think. The others also kept rozas slow. Don't take it to be too hard. Many times we find in a madrasa, first year students usually come and they say, we want to leave. Too hard. Too much work. We can't cope. We can't manage. It's almost every year thing. Then we, one example, explanation, we encourage them. We tell them, see, how many students have graduated? How many have gone to second year? They are in third year, fourth year. They have gone. They were also like you. And you are not below average. You are. They managed it. They managed it. You can also manage it. And that is a great source of encouragement. When others could do it, we can also do it. And if a person is now retarded, mentally he's weak, very weak, it's a different thing. But otherwise, the normal students all can do it. You also can do it. So like that roza, the other ummahs kept roza. So we can also keep our roza. So we keep our roza, inshallah. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And don't forget, the real prize is taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And everyone at the end of Ramadan, on each day and after each day, see how much of taqwa have we acquired. Very common is, many brothers say, we stay in the Khanqah, for example, whatever, we went for Umrah, we went in Jamaat, we are very paban. But when we came back, everything, we just went rock bottom. Everything, namaz, jamaat namaz, namaz on time, we started missing. So that must, we must have acquired that taqwa. So every year Ramzan must take us further in taqwa. And so that we can become proper muttaqis. And if we make that effort, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala does not deprive anyone. Allah Ta'ala, a person, أَنُلْزِمُوكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. Allah doesn't force it on us that you want to, and Allah Ta'ala, you don't want to, you're not interested, and Allah forces it. And neither is it that you make effort and Allah doesn't give you what you made effort for. Allah Ta'ala is most kind. We make a little, we walk towards Allah, Allah comes running towards us. We go a hand span, Allah comes an arm's length. We go arm's length, Allah comes 2 arms length. In other words, Allah is free of all these things, of walking and running. But it means we make little effort, Allah's mercy comes in torrents. A huge amount, Allah's mercy. So to acquire this taqwa also, little effort from our side. And Allah will grant it to us. And then a person will move forward. Also, sometimes it happens, we don't seem to notice the taqwa. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has explained very beautifully, in the dua, Allahumma arhamni bi tarki al-ma'asi abadan ma abqaytani. O Allah, is that worthy of your shower it on me, your rahmat, that I give up gunas. And so a person wants to know how much he is in the mercy of Allah, is how much his gunas is giving up. The more we are giving up gunas, the more we are in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we want to. The more we will have acquired taqwa, the more gunas we will give up. So on each night, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also laments that there are many good people also. Each night they go and sleep away. What they used to get up for their tahajjud, etc. Ramzan has taken a toll on us. We can't manage it now. Or then on each day, or after that, now we came to a point, we have to carry on, not fall back again. We have to carry on all the time. And that lesson we should learn from little children. Allahu Akbar. Buzurgs have shown that there are so many lessons that we have to learn from babies also. Little child also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained, you give a little child a sweet also, the child will look at its father. If it's amongst the woman, it will look at its mother. In other words, consent, approval. Can I take the sweet or not? So we also, whatever we want to do, look at our Rabbah. They look at their Abba, their Amma. We should look at our Rabbah. Is this permissible for me? Whatever I want to do. So we should always keep our connection. Also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained, when I see little children playing, and inevitably it breaks out into a fight. And that fight again very soon becomes so good friendship again. And that is in childhood. When they become big, once they have to fight, it's for life then. But there it is different. When they fight those little children, commonly he says, I hear they say, I'll call my Abba. Then I feel sad, my Shaykh says, that if I have a problem, my Abba has passed away. But immediately Allah puts in my heart, but I got my Rabba. I haven't got my Abba, but I got my Rabba. And my Rabba is more valuable than all the Abbas in the world. So we should keep in mind always. So always see the command of Allah. Learn from a little child. The other lesson, little children, that how they run in their playing, how energetic they are, what stamina and what strength they've got. They just don't get tired. They on the move all the time. And they fall down also. And Hazrat Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali explained that little children riding a bicycle, or any person riding a bicycle, and you won't learn to ride till you don't have your reasonable falls also. Till you take a lesson from that also. Doesn't mean one fall and you fell down forever. No, get up again and ride. So that one fall, they get up, they ride again. So that is a, so Manapalan Puri say the first thing, when a person has a fall on a bicycle, he doesn't worry where I got hurt, what pain, what damaged my bicycle. He looks around, did somebody see me fall? That is his first worry, that did somebody see me, I fell down. So anyway, when you fall, even when you walk, children running and that, but they, we will think must go for an x-ray, go and check up. They back on move again. So we will also fall. But in our going towards Allah, our taqwa, we will make our mistakes. But don't be fall and fall down forever. Get up and try immediately. And more than what we think of medical help, paramedics, emergency service or anything, look at Allah. And you will see for your life, if you take this lesson, a person got just a cough and then he landed himself in hospital. And a person who had like major things, but he trusted in Allah and he carried on. Don't be so weak. You'll see you're just carrying on. People will also wonder that a person has a like a big fall, which other people will see, feel you must be hospitalized now. They must do a proper checkup on you. And this person just carries on. In fact, there is a one instance in Nafhatul Yaman, is a Arabic adab kitab, literature kitab, that a poor person, fever came to him. So he, now what we will do, normal fever, get into bed, take a medicine, etc. And there also, a normal fever, if you go to doctor, he'll give you an injection, he'll give you some antibiotics, etc. And you'll get better in 1 week. And if you don't go to doctor and you take its course, it will get better in 7 days. It will take 7 days to get better. And if you go to doctor, it will just take 1 week to get better. But the difference is no difference. It is, so this person, he got this flu of heat. He went and sat on a hot day on a rock, and a hot day sun shining. He said, "You thought I will be like that rich man who will get under his blankets and that, and get all the pampering and all the medicine and 1 week now rest, doctor's instruction. 1 week you can't do anything. I will show you how I will treat you." So that flu of fever also just ran away. But yeah, I'm not going to be hosted in a comfortable and easy way. So we must be strong. Allah give us tawfiq. Not like weak people. In fact, when I was just started my imamate in Germiston, a young man, which is my young wife. So one time I got a bit sick. So I went to bed. The next time, Allah reward my ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, rahmatullahi alayhi, he was my neighbor. So the one Zohar I wasn't there, he came home, he came to me, and he said, "This is not our work. This is rich people's work. You get one sneeze, one cough, and you are in bed. Now you're going to get to your wife, he'll bring you all adu tea, and pamper you, and make tayammum, and read namaz in the bed, and all that." He said, "That's not our work. We must be busy." Allah's fazal, Asara was there, and I carried on. And many times we saw in Jamaat Mashara with Haji Bhai Padia, rahmatullah alayh, and who must make bayan, so and so. Somebody will say, "I remember my also condition came, I'm not feeling well." Haji Bhai should say, "The treatment is you must make bayan." And abad, you make bayan and you better after that. And if you didn't make the bayan and you like sickly, like a sick fowl, you carry on, you become like a sick fowl. And in the Quran Sharif also, Allah Ta'ala says, those who want to make excuses, Allah leaves them, carry on with you. When those who make himmat, they move forward. So we mustn't be weak like that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the taqwa, move towards it. And don't fall down on Eid night, on the day of Eid after that. Oh, make himmat and little himmat and see, you will be surprised yourself and you'll know my history, what I am, where can I be doing this. Allah will increase us in ibadat. And Ramzan is the occasion, what we have done and we are doing, alhamdulillah. Allah will take us by leaps and bounds and then we'll keep on moving forward. Things which you thought for yourself impossible, Allah Ta'ala will not make it possible, not easy, will make it enjoyable. And you won't be able to do without it. So just have that himmat. Himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda. We make little himmat, Allah's help is there. So Allah give us that taqwa. So with regard to that, rozas of the eyes we must also keep, Allah give us, in the proper and true sense. And really, any of these spiritual diseases, when a person is freed of them, it won't be now, I can't look at that painted dollies and all this woman of the street, how will I live? Many people, they can't understand, how can you live? You will be in such a jannat of Allah in this dunya, that your enjoyment, they can't ever. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No nafs, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ. Nobody will know. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ. What we have kept hidden and given them, مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. قُرَّةِ عَيْنٍ, قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ is proverbial. That means great, great enjoyment. What we have put in their heart of great enjoyment, come to Allah Ta'ala. And what Allah has kept in His treasures are unlimited. Also remember, like for example, on shukr, what is the promise on shukr? لَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will give you more. And sabr, that I am with, what's the ayah? إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those who make sabr. The Sufiya discuss this, whose maqam is more higher, the sabirin or the shakirin. And in that, the shakirin, they will get more. And the shakirin, a sabirin, will get Allah. So all that more is with you, and more than that more, which is unlimited by Allah, all that is also yours. So sabr has got a very great maqam. Make shukr also, make sabr also. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin, iske raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. Make both and just see, you just move in front. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the roza of the eyes must keep, roza of the tongue also. And that means that all gunas of the eyes, all the gunas of the tongue. And when a person is relieved of this, a person, for example, saying that a person holds his tongue and tells his tongue, you stay straight the whole day, the whole body tells it, and we will be safe. And if you go wrong, crooked, we are in problems. Like, for example, you swore somebody. That person won't come and catch your tongue and said, you swore me, and hit your tongue or something. No, he gives you a slap on your cheek, on your back, he kicks you. He insults you, he humiliates you, he takes away your respect. The tongue caused it all. And the tongue quickly goes back inside again. And nobody knows what damage it caused. And the poor whole body has to suffer. And you stay straight, we will be safe whole day. So the tongue is very, very important. And all this also, mashallah, one Sachi told us today, like all the kitabs you are reading about aqaid, muasharat, muamalat, etc. He says that this reading is not enough. It's just to introduce us. He says, I've acquired the kitab and I'm going to go and study them. And not study. Study is also not enough to put it into practice. One sentence, one about the rights of the wife, the husband, they are all so important. Just by this reading and listening, this is just to make us aware, conscious. And those who do become conscious, that don't fall down after Ramzan, go and study and then see by how you look forward to Ramzan. And which Ramzan Allah will open you to you. Not a Ramzan of an ordinary level of the ordinary people. Allah will open a Ramzan of a much more higher. And if we carry on like this, till mort, only Allah knows where we will have reached. And all this is for preparing for that. This time of ours in dunya is not to waste. لِمِثْلِ ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ لِمِثْلِ هَذَا هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. All this we must hear. Go forward in the good things. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then with regard to the roza of the ear, and all the things what are haram to speak are haram to hear also. It isn't only haram to make to backbite. To listen to backbite is also haram. It isn't only haram to take photos. To look at photos is also haram. Today is a dunya where we have photography and pictures are everywhere, all the time. Once we were having breakfast with our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and it was just impromptu. Somebody had arranged a breakfast dawit, not from before. So like the cereals, they didn't put them in bowls and that. They just put the cereal boxes, the porridge boxes, etc. on. And all that got murat. So Hazrat Mir Sahib, who was trained and so conscious, he took out his pen and he started scratching out all those pictures, covering them up. So they are everywhere. It's difficult. You buy a box of matches, I'm exaggerating, but they're also a woman and uncloset. That is called closet today. A dressed chicken is a chicken where all its dressing is taken off. When all the feathers are taken off, that's a dressed chicken. So the other chickens also, they also feel that they will be dressed when they are undressed. They learned also from the fowls, that's the lesson they took. So anyway, so everywhere there are pictures. And every day, sincere tawbah, istighfar is lazim before everything. Even one time you say, nastaghfirullah, and just briefly let your mind go, how many wrong things I said today? How many wrong things I saw today? How many wrong things I thought today? I can't sleep within this guna. How can I go and sleep in the sea of flames? Just make that little bit tawbah, 1 second tawbah also, and just a little bit more, and see what peace comes to you. If you come out of the sea of flames and into the garden of roses, you yourself know that what your inner condition will be. So Allah Ta'ala give us, we are today, so these gunas they abound all around us. So to take photos is also haram, to see a photo, and to keep photo is also haram. And worse it is, if you keep, it is totally haram, abhorred. You keep all these nude photos of women or etc. on your phone or whatever. But much more worse than that is to keep the photos of Buzurgan-e-Din. Though you might think that, oh, they are pious people, they are great people, but that will lead you to shirk. And this will lead you to gunas of your lust. And that guna will lead you to guna of shirk. So both are absolutely, we stay away totally from all. But to keep pictures, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, I think it is still on the internet, some clips go around of pictures of certain of our great buzurgs. And many pious people, few people came to me and were like, they thought they are doing me a great favor showing me these pictures. Somebody showed like that to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib. He took it and he tore it up immediately. And our buzurg's pictures you're tearing up, but that is the height of taqwa and piety. Because this is totally haram. And Maulana Ali Miah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written, the whole history of photography is this picture making. Or the whole history of shirk and kufr, it started with this picture making. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So all gunas we must stay away from. So the gunas, what is haram to speak, is haram to hear also. One time we were by Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali in the Markaz Nizamuddin. Hazrat had his own room and we used to go to Hazrat after the bayan. So Hazrat had a saw on his, just above his knee. And there were some of his khadims and they were rubbing some medicine. Just then Maulana Sayyid Palanpur, Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Medina Sharif, he was there, he also came in the room. So he saw them rubbing that, that saw. So immediately he told, this is not permissible. Though it was under the lungi. Under the lungi, they were not looking. But that is part of satar. So then Maulana Palanpuri said, but this is, my satar is covered. He said, that part of the body to look at is haram to touch also. Any other person without perhaps a doctor, some shari reason, then it's different. So he said, it's not permissible to touch that also. So what is haram to look at is haram to touch also. What is haram photos to take is haram to see and to keep also. What is haram to speak is haram to hear also. Many times, once we were sitting with Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib Damir Rahmatullah Ali, with one other friend of ours in the Jamiatul Ulama office of India. And some people came there, and they were speaking bad of a certain group of ulama and that. So Haji Sahib, he was a very shariat, very staunch on sharia. So he said, there is wrong what is ghibat. You're speaking bad about those people. But when a person is in that, he doesn't understand. And they persisted. And that time we saw, and it gave us also himmat. He caught our hands, me and my friend, and we got up from there. We will say that, commonly it is, it's our family, we go to that function of death. And we, before going, if we don't go, they will be offended. And we know haram is going to take place there. So we got no care for the laws of Allah. Our family is more dearer to us. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاؤُكُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانُكُمْ فَتَرَبَّصُوا. If these things are more dear to you, then Allah's commands. And the deen of Allah, then Allah says, you wait, my command will come to pass over you. So we must not worry. So ghibat also, some people, stop the person. That's the first thing. Tell him it's wrong. And in most probability, he's not going to listen. He's in that world of his. And he'll argue with you and make you bad. The next step is that you get up and go away. You can't stop him. Don't be part and parcel of an act where haram is taking place. get up from that majlis and go away. And don't make any excuse that what will the people say, etc. Or we have to keep family ties. After all, it's my brother, it's my auntie, it's my uncle. I can't break their heart. We can break Allah's heart. We can break Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's heart. But we can't break the heart of any other person. We must be firm on deen and sharia. And who Allah gives tawfiq to stay with such people, then the tawfiq comes in us also. So Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib Ahmed Barakatum, he made us stand up and he told us that it isn't enough to know the hadith and what to do, it is necessary to do what you have to do. That is, and those ulama who know and don't do, Azab of Jahannam will start with such ulama. And those who practice, from them deen will spread in the world. And Allah Ta'ala makes the true deen to spread them. So we must not listen to any ghibat also. That is also totally haram. Also in this matter, very important. We should see the occasion when, for example, we even praise somebody. If you know people who don't like, for example, your sheikh, or anyone else of the Deobandi school of thought of people, and you go and praise them, you are prompting them to speak against them. So you started the talk praising them, but you are the cause of now them going to speak bad. So see, if it is all hamskiyar, all are of that mizaj and they all agree, it's a different thing. There, for example, to talk about your shaykh and your good qualities, that they also get encouraged. The more a person has aqidah, the more he benefits. This is on muhabbat and aqidah. People also ask, one person asked me, and he asked the explanation, khanka topi, what's the story of the khanka topi? The story of the khanka topi, it is on muhabbat. And not only our khanka topi, like for example, the Deobandi topi is known as the Deobandi topi. The Do Palli topi, which is known as the Deobandi topi, that's a different topi completely. The topi which Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the Jalalabadi topi is famous also, with the five panels on it. And then Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, he has got his topi, and those who follow Hazrat, they wear that topi. It's a sign of affiliation, of your muhabbat. That so we have muhabbat for our shaykh, we wear that topi. So everyone, and it is a sign of identification also. Once I was sitting in the haram of Medina Sharif, and some people came and asked me, do you know if these people have come from Pakistan? So I told him, no, I haven't met them, I don't know them, I know who they are, but I haven't seen them yet. Then I asked them, but how come you're asking me? You don't know me, I don't know you. They say, from your topi we made out. That you are connected with the Khanka. So we know that you should know whether they are here or whatever. Because that connection. And this connection is a very vital and very valuable connection. Our Sheikh, some of the Khulafa'an Murid, saw a dream that on the Qiyamah day, Hazrat is calling all his murid, telling, come, where you people are? We're going Jannat, come and join us. So there that identification is going to help tremendously, that you will be identified with who. So this is a matter of muhabbat. And those people who are empty of muhabbat can't understand this masala. And don't try and explain to them also. If they haven't got muhabbat, they don't know what is muhabbat. They don't know muhabbat. When you are married, why you just want to run to your in-laws' house all the time? And more than your parents' house, you are by your in-laws all the time. A person who doesn't know what is muhabbat won't understand this. And how you love your wife and your children you love. Person who has, in fact, one sahabi told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's son Ibrahim passed away, he said, oh Allah's Nabi, you also cry? According to Sahib, what can I do if Allah has put a stone in your bosom? If you haven't got a heart, the place of love, and you don't know what are the feelings, then what can I do about that? This is the thing, we shed tears. And we don't say anything which displeases Allah Ta'ala. We are sad of your departure, Ibrahim. and we shed our tears, and the tears say much more than what words can say. But with our tongue we will control ourselves. We won't say anything, but only what we are permitted to say. But the feelings are there, so it's a matter of muhabbat. Those who have muhabbat with their share, it's just a natural thing, you'll copy him in everything. And in fact, those people also will know who don't even copy. They will not hold the bayan of nisbate intiqali, that you start looking like your sheikh, and you start behaving like your sheikh. Everything on all matters, what your sheikh does, and those people are the ones who, in this, through this line, they go and progress tremendously, and they go very far in front. So this is also one important point. So it's not a matter of is it jayz? All people got to, and one person was finding fault with the khanka topi, so many holes in it, and he himself was wearing that knitted topi. So he said, your topi got 1,000 holes. He told him, your topi got 10,000 holes in it. So that is all the other thing, but it's just a matter of muhabbat. Al muhib liman yuhib. Muti'un, a lover who he loves, he just obeys his beloved. And so much, how much love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam come, we'll obey Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How much love of our Shaykh will come. And when a person realizes, Allah is the doer, the only doer is Allah. He made my Shaykh the means of me understanding deen, progressing in deen, the love will come. You'll just, in everything, you'll follow what your Shaykh does, what he says, what he does, his mansha. You won't look at what he tells you, but what his mansha is, what his desire is, what he would like you to have done at that moment. You will uski jastaju rahegi. You will be worried about it all the time, that I must try and find out that and do what pleases my share. Allah give us tawfiq. So, ghibat ashaddu min az-zina is worse than zina. And listening to it also. And as a person will look at haram, the hot, melted lead will be poured in his eyes on the day of Qiyamah. As a person who listens to backbiting, yeah, it is enjoyable to listen to backbiting. And Buzurgs also have said, if you want to backbite about somebody who is dear and close to you, your family people. Because now ghar ki punji ghar mein rahegi. Like our capital won't go out of our house. It will stay, it will go to somebody else. I love my brother very much, my father, my mother, my son, my daughter. So backbite about them. So now that the guna of it, or rather the people of who you backbite it, that harm of it won't go out of the family, it will remain in the family. The sawabs will remain in the family, it won't go out. But who we backbite about is a person who dislikes. So what is happening when you backbite, the height of stupidity, all what you earned, you worked hard, you got up for tahajjud, your eyes were drooping, you stayed awake till the ishraq, for example. Your tilawat, you were tired, you made. And now you backbite, all you are doing, transferring your sawab in his account. You earned hard. When you went to the bank, and who's a bank account number you filled in? Your competitors, your opposite people. So whatever you earned, you then deposit in their account. So this is what is backbiting. The same is when you're talking also, an equal account is the accomplice, the one who listens also. And a person cannot backbite if there aren't people listening. You won't find a person sitting on his own and he's backbiting. This person is like that, that person is like that. And he's backbiting. When he gets his audience, then he backbites. And the more the audience push him up and make a day laughing also, and the more he's getting. And if they have to stop him, he will hopefully come down. But it's the audience who are equally in the guna. And they perhaps are making the guna worse by how they are laughing. And they adding salt also all the time. And they're adding fuel to the fire. That, yeah, not only that, even worse than that. He's even worse than that. So listen to the ears also, and if you listen to Quran Sharif, and if we listen to Adhan and the respects of Adhan, that listening, where will it take us? And we listening to backbiting, where will that take us? And also, sweet sounds, Zikrullah, Tilawat of Quran Sharif. Somebody, once we were in Medina Sharif, and the dasturkhans are famous there, what the Arabs come in there for iftari. So two young boys, maybe that time 18, 19 years old something, and both passed away in jihad also. They went to the Afghanistan jihad. They came with Hazrat also, young boys, and they were sitting at the end of the dasturkhan, and how they were busy with their duas, they're sobbing and crying. I can remember Hazrat told me, made a sign, look at them. This is what we must have. This young boy, and how they're sobbing and crying in their duas. So this is, now to listen to that sobbing and crying of somebody making dua, this way it will take us. Instead of listening to all the other lies of people, and listening to lies is also a serious crime. A person who just listened, didn't verify, and he passed the message on, he's also written as a liar. Though he just is quoting also, I heard it from so and so. But he did not verify whether it is so and so. Otherwise, you got your tilawat of Quran to make, you got your zikr to make, you got so many things, you haven't got time to finish your zikr. Where you got time to spread rumors? And where you got time to spread all this gossip and that? Is that your work? But unfortunately, not only women spread gossip, men today, and good men, and ulama sit together. Then, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ نَهُوا عَنِ النَّجْوَى. Have you not seen those people who have been stopped from their private meetings? And how many ulama get involved in private meetings? And what's the object? We're talking all wrong things in there. If you get together, the Quran gave directions, your najwa, your private meetings, what they must be about and what they must not be about. Both things, clearly the Quran went in detail about this. But it doesn't apply to us. The Quran is for somebody else. And the Quran, all the wrong, the kuffar, the nasara, yahud did, the Quran is for them, it's not for us. But we are told to read the Quran. So for who is the Quran then? So Allah give us tawfiq. So all gunas of the ears also, be very careful and save ourselves and keep consciously roza of the ears also. And the more our roza we make it valuable by taking out all this dirt from it, the more that roza shines out. And we, our hearts, the noor of iman is in everyone's heart. Kullu maulud, yuladu alal fitra. It is there. But now all the rust and dirt of this dunya has settled, which comes through the ears, it comes through the eyes, through the tongue, through the mind, it all settles. So as you remove it, and that light of your noor of iman will start shining out, you will start seeing your path. And clearly you will see. You won't have confusion, anything. Allah will become your most beloved. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is ways. Not only that you claim, and I love my Nabi, but anyone who speaks against your Nabi, speaks against the deen of Nabi, makes a new deen, whether it's Abrahamic accord, whether it is interfaith, you will just hate those people. Naturally, you will hate them. My Nabi's deen, pure deen of Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and pure deen which guided us clearly, Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, made it clear for us. Just remove all this dust and grud and grime from the heart, and see how that noor of iman which is in the heart, it starts shining out. You will enjoy it, and everyone else will enjoy it, and you'll only progress all the time. Allah give us tawfiq to keep our rozas properly in every aspect and get this taqwa, and that it be increased not only by end of Ramzan, by the end of our lives, that Allah declares, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. That is where we have to make our target and reach. Allah give us tawfiq.